the more human-centric the way you think about things, yeah, the more human you are.
That's interesting.
Or at least the more humane you act.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, so here's what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Religion.
All right, let's do it.
Spirituality, religion, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
So are you religious? Are you spiritual?
What's your standing on? My dad is Jain. Okay. My mother was Hindu. And I grew up Jain, so I don't eat meat.
Okay.
But Jainism is not even just meat, but like anything that's grown inside the ground in the dirt, and even things like that. So my grandma, she wouldn't eat potatoes, carrots, and a whole bunch of stuff like that because it's grown in the ground.
Okay.
And the whole concept behind it is non-violent.
Okay.
So if you're eating meat, you're being violent.
Violent.
If you're even like killing ants, you're being violent.
Violent.
So I grew up around that. So my closest religion would be Jainism. I would say that I probably practice the core principles. There's only like three or four of them, but I don't religiously practice them. So I don't generally go to the temple or anything like that. But up till from about 12 years old till about 16, like right when I got my license, I went to Sunday school.
Okay.
And just a quick anecdote on that, I now realize how much that actually impacted a lot of things about how I think about things.
All right, we'll come back to that.
Cool,
because that's an interesting point. Weird side note, but it fits into this episode.
Yeah.
You said even killing an ant or something like that is violent, right? So it's against that religion.
Yeah.
So you growing up as a child, did you ever like kill bugs or things like that? Or did you know not to do that because it was
against
the
religion? I knew not to do that.
Okay.
And it was because when we had ants in our house, we did our best to not kill any, but get them out of there.
Okay.
Right? And it would be things like, you know, even a spider try to get, especially if my grandma was there. So I grew up mostly with my grandma being around and my grandpa.
Yeah.
And like she was super religious. Like she prayed 75% of the day. So like if a spider or something got in there, we always try to take it out without doing harm to it, basically.
You know, the reason why I ask is because I find it fascinating watching my boys, especially when they were babies.
Yeah.
Oh, my smaller one is still a baby.
Sure.
Kill bugs like with a passion and with a curiosity, with a... the cold
like a farmer,
hearted,
literally
babies, they can't talk or walk it, and then they see a bug and they just go with the finger and they want to touch it, but not just touch it, they want to just push on it.
I understand it, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is so interesting because we don't have a television at home.
Yeah.
They didn't see me kill bugs or ants or anything like that, but they have that like, and I was always wondering if that's like the man's instinct to kill and hunt, like well, where that's coming from.
I think it's just curiosity, and they're not touching it to kill it, they're touching it to like feel it.
Yes, sometimes, but sometimes I have the feeling that like even once they've done it a few times and then they now realize that, oh, if I push it really hard, it's going to like break technically. They still go for it just because they're curious with that relationship. There's something interesting of watching a baby or child kill an insect. Anyways, weird side note. I was just observing that with my babies, and then when you said that, I was like, oh, I wonder if you, as a growing up as a little child, didn't do that.
I'm pretty sensitive to those things. Yeah,
right, that's
I mean,
cool.
I tried not to do it. I'm sure I did it.
Right.
I mean, magnifying glass, ants, like it's kind of cool.
It is kind of interesting.
In the sun.
All right, so Sunday school.
Yeah.
You said that you just recently realized or started thinking about the influence that had on you.
Yeah.
Tell me about Sunday school. What exactly was that
like? Yeah, we just went. It was 2 or 3 hours, and we would just go through a couple classes, and they would just talk about Jainism and the principles, right? And about like how like what that really meant. So I think there's one big principle called ahimsa, which is basically nonviolence, non-injury.
Okay.
And that's the main principle in the religion.
Okay.
So as you live your life, you shouldn't be violent against other human beings or other living things through action, speech, or thoughts.
Mm.
Because it's a very like it's like Hinduism around karma and stuff like that. That
right.
really plays into it. Jains believe in reincarnation in the same way.
Okay.
Things like that. So you know.
Is there like is there a way to break out of this cycle like in Buddhism or
yeah.
or not?
Yeah.
Like,
if you what I like to say about it is if you're really a true Jain all the way to the extreme, you're gonna basically be naked in the forest, just chilling out till you die. And the reason is, like, then that's the most extreme way to be least invasive to the planet, to other living things. And that's probably the way you would get what they call moksha, which is, like, out of that cycle and into not even God, but, like, that sort of heaven type thing.
Okay. Equivalent. So nonviolence is a core principle.
Yeah.
Is that the highest pinnacle of what you're trying to achieve? It's not like doing anything else. As long as you can be nonviolent, you're like, you're good.
Yeah, so that's the first principle. And the second principle is, it's got a longer name, but it's basically non-absolutism.
Okay.
So I actually believe, I think it's part of my personality, but I believe part of the being able to accept things that you don't necessarily believe. So that's kind of the idea of non-absolutism in my mind. So it's basically just being extremely open-minded to other people's ideas, other people's views, even if they're not your own.